Parental advisory warning. Carlosophies, provoking thought and liberating people from their own bullshit since 2015. First time here? Hit subscribe. You'll want to stick around.
Alrighty, I'm going to try and make this a short one. And I want to talk about the new year. I want to talk about how, like, I want to talk about what I see happen every fucking year. And that is this, like, waiting, like something monumental is going to shift once that clock ticks over from one year to the next. You know, I saw 2019 was such a fucking bitch of a year for so many of my friends. And then they get to the end of the year and it's like, oh, thank fuck that's over. Oh, 2020, a clean slate. Oh my God. Thank God it's 2020 is going to rock. It's going to be the fucking greatest year ever. And then guess what happens? COVID. Or something equally as shit, right? Like, no, a year isn't like a magic slate that is going to, like, you know, it's like that whole when Sagittarius conjunct Jupiter or whatever the fuck is going on, Capricorn, whatever. And then it's like, you know, December 21, it's like the stars come into alignment and all of a sudden consciousness shifts and we're like, oh, utopia. You know, that shit doesn't happen. No shift happens like that. Shifts happen gradually. And I actually do believe we are going through a major shift in consciousness right now. I totally believe that is happening. But we don't reach a tipping point of consciousness through fucking stars aligning or, you know, 12:01 on a fucking clock. That doesn't happen. And another thing, while I'm ranting, is, you know, like, another thing people do is like, oh, they just want to put that fucking year behind them. Oh, you know, piss off 2020. I'm ready for new, you know, whatever, right? Like, new whatever, whatever happens any moment. I was talking to a client the other day and she was saying, oh, I just feel, life feels really, like, chaotic at the moment. And it was for her. There was a lot of shit going on. And she had said, oh, I just can't wait until, like, you know, and I was like, oh, I just want to stop you there. Like, we can find calm in the chaos, right? And one thing that I do and have done whenever I find myself in that place, which is not very often, if ever now, but, you know, I used to all the time, and I just used to set an alarm on my phone to go off every hour. And when it went off, I would just take a moment to stop. In just not don't have to even physically stop, but just hear the alarm and come back into my body. Feel my feet walking on the sand. Feel the water lapping up against, you know, the breath in and out. Be in my body. Feel the senses. What can I smell? What can I see? Come back to me and then go on. And often I would ask myself in that moment, is there something I can do to make me feel more relaxed next time? And it was just a continual practice that I did for years. And it worked because I find myself less on autopilot and constantly reminding myself, take a deep breath, you know, like come back to you. And I don't think people take enough time to do that. But that was a bit of a side tangent. What I wanted to say was this whole like closing the door on things. Whoa! Come Bill. And it happens with closing the door on you too, right? Like on other versions of you. It's like, oh, I've upgraded and now, you know, that version of me, like it's almost like hatred for an older version of you. Like you're just so beyond that now, you know? And it's like, I just think that's like, it's like shutting the door on 2020, right? Or shutting the door on this version of consciousness, or shutting the door on who you were. It's like, it dismisses all the shit that actually happened that you can take forward. Because there's so much, if we take a minute to think about 2020, I know, even those of us who have had the shittest year, and it has been a shit year, there's also been some key lessons, some gifts, some silver linings. And if we keep moving forward, shutting the door on ourselves, our experiences, the thing, then we don't take those parts with us forward. And I feel like that's when we are destined to repeat the same mistakes. And look, there's never going to be a time where you reach the top of the mountain and forevermore life is just going swimmingly. You know, like that time-space utopia doesn't exist. There's perfection in most moments. If we can take time to stop and be present to what is actually happening around us, right? Instead of just, like I said in last episode, being on the treadmill, going around and around, like not really centered, not really grounded, not really present, you know? So I guess I just wanted to remind you that, yeah, 2020, it's been a fucking bitch. But don't be so quick to slam the door on it. Don't be so quick to think that the grass is greener on the other side. It may be. And actually, you know, at some point it will be. But it's not a magical portal, you know? So let's just fuck that idea off and be where we are now. Still in 2020 for a few more days. Anyway, that's it from me for this year. Can you believe this is like the sixth year of, we're heading into the sixth year or seventh year of Carlosophies? I don't even know, I've lost count. But I wish you all the best for a fabulous new year. If you're anything like me, it'll be very subdued and low key. But you know what? I'm glad I've seen another one through. It's been a huge year for me and kind of a good one. There's been definitely shit for sure, but there's also been some wonderful silver linings. So, and I hope that's the case for you. I hope that you take a moment to, think about what you can take forward from this year instead of just slamming the door shut on it. Until next week, Happy New Year. Peace out.
Want more me in your life? Head to carlinimmo.com or find me on Instagram at carlosophies. But honestly, the best thing you can do is tell a friend about this podcast. Until next week, peace out.